Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
Miss something from the Todd Feinberg Show? Don't stress. Listen to the podcast at WTIC.com or on the free Odyssey app.
I have to say, I haven't really thought a lot about the concept of gender-neutral language that is used. For what purpose? If you're saying something that is gender-neutral, why are you saying it? Are you saying it because something is gender-neutral, that is, without regard to gender, is the appropriate meaning of something? It's confusing. But listen to Representative Robin Porter. She's a liberal Democrat, black woman from New Haven. And she was being told yesterday in the legislature that she had to pass a bill that would not refer to mothers when it was talking about mothers, that would have to call them birthing people or something like that. Well, you know, one of those euphemism names. And she didn't want to do that because people who give birth are mothers, in her book. I want to have you listen to her a little bit, because it's really interesting. And she makes a good argument for why this is hate speech. She doesn't describe it that way, but she doesn't describe it with that phrase, but she's essentially laying out the idea of hate speech. That is to deny somebody their rightful place in society, to remove from them their identity, to show contempt for the idea of that which is, to pull the rug out from under reality. I don't want to put words in her mouth, but you listen to her and see what she's saying.
The first thing I want to address is this term gender neutral and the idea that this is inclusive. The term gender neutral means that something is not associated with either women or men.
Well, that's a good start, isn't it? It's always good to define terms. Gender neutral means that something is not identified with either women or men. Now, that would be a hard way to describe carrying a baby or giving birth, wouldn't it? Gender neutral. That would be the opposite of gender neutral. It would be gender specific. Being a mother is gender specific. That's why the term mother is used. Mother suggests, by definition, that a woman carries a baby and gives birth to a baby. When you say the word mother, you're talking about a woman. And this is why the leftists who want to change everything about the way we perceive reality, because surgically we've reached a kind of Frankenstein era where we can do amazing things to people's bodies. So if we wanted to take reproductive organs and transplant them into a man, maybe we could do that. And if we wanted to mess around with somebody's sex organs, we could make them look like they're not the the man they were born as, we could make them look like they're a woman, and we can do the opposite. We can take a woman who's already got her reproductive organs, and we could make her into what appears to be a man. And then say that men can also give birth. But, of course, they can't. That's not a man giving birth. That's a woman who is transgender, which are two different things, aren't they? Anyway, I think that's what she's driving at here.
I think it's a shame that with all the compromising we do in this building, we would even belabor the issue on this amendment. I, too, am a mother, and that's how I identify. You know, I've been in meetings where, you know, we do the pronouns, and, you know, someone said to me, you know, well, your pronouns aren't up, you know, she, her, hers. And I'm like, what, you know, how will we know what to call you? And I'm like, how about you just call me my name? My name is Robin. And that's what I answer to. My children call me mother, ma, mommy, depends on the day, right? But something along those lines. And that is what I answer to. I don't answer to pregnant person or birthing person. That's not what I answer to. And a huge part of my identity is wrapped around being a mother and a grandmother. A huge part of my identity. So I find it an affront that someone would try to tell me that what they're putting on paper in the purpose of policy covers me, when I'm telling you that it doesn't. And this is what happens. We want to talk about discrimination. Well, I'm here to tell you, black people in America know that very well.
Now, here it gets interesting, because Robin Porter, state representative from New Haven, liberal, black, brings the conversation about terminology for mothers around to the issue of race.
This structural and systemic racism that's built into the system is what we have fought from day one for centuries. So, I mean, like, and this is where I really get frustrated in this building. Because what we say is dismissed, disregarded, disrespected. And there's no compromise in that. But I'm always asked to compromise when I come to the table.
So she, this is really wonderful stuff. She's talking about how she has to always be giving up. Compromise means her giving up what she believes, what she knows, and adjusting to somebody else's demand. And if you think about the whole gender identity thing, if you're talking about men who... women who change their sexual identity into that of a woman and want to be called, wait a sec, I don't even know which way they're talking about here. I think I'm lost on this. If a woman becomes a man, oh, okay, then she's got the ability to give birth, but she's in reality a man, according to the left. But, of course, she's not in reality a man, because if she were a man, she wouldn't have ovaries. And that's the piece of reality they want us to deny. They can't accept that what we're doing is making an adjustment in the language we use, but you can't change reality. They want to pretend you can change reality. All right. Anyway, I want to play more of this, get your reaction when we continue. We've got to take a quick break. This is WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon to you. So yesterday on the floor of the legislature, there was a debate over whether a piece of legislation, I forget what it was even about, because this was so much better than, this debate was just delightful. There was an amendment offered to the legislation because the legislation refused to call mothers mothers and instead referred to them as pregnant persons. And Representative Porter from New Haven objected and explained why that was unfair, because a mother is a mother, and she identifies as a mother because she is a mother. And that what you're asking people to do in order to be inclusive is sometimes excluding people. Or maybe it's always excluding people. Because you're taking away a language and an identity that has always been, and you're favoring the new and the unique. And one of the things that's weird about this to me is that if there's one person out of 1,000, or one out of 5,000, or one out of 10,000 in the world to which this applies, where somebody is able because of this surgical ability that we have to give birth to a child, even though they're not a man, they are a woman, but they are posing as a man. That is, they are making a gender appearance to match their perception of themselves. It's all because they want us to treat the imaginary as real, as a way to be compassionate. All right, this is a judgment call, which we never get to discuss. It's a judgment call if you're going to call people what they perceive themselves to be instead of what they are in fact. And if you do that and you have to call other people something other than what they are, which is a much larger population, if there's 100 million people who are mothers in the United States of America and 3 million who are mothers but perceive themselves to be male in terms of their gender identity, why should you be changing the culture for the exception rather than the rule? 860-522-9842. Let's play a little more Robin Porter.
I'm always asked to compromise when I come to the table, and I'm expected to do so. And today, again, we're having this conversation. We had this conversation last year around another bill. And there seems to be a pattern going on with the policies we're passing. It's specifically those that pertain to people that look like me and what we have to say about it. If I'm telling you that this is not how I identify and that I don't relate to this, we were mothers first. We were mothers first. And yes, times are changing, and I'm fine with that because that's life. That's the cycle of life. Things change and people grow. But you don't get to grow and you don't get to talk about diversity, equity, and inclusion and exclude me and the other women like me who identify as mothers, as women with wombs. You don't get to do that.
All right, so here she's saying, look, I'm black. I am diversity, equity, and inclusion, and you're telling me I have to be left out because some schmo goes and gets surgery so that they can appear to be a man while they're still a woman on the inside. Why should I be the one who has to change my language and my identity and my sense of self? If identity is indeed so important, why would we do that? Let's talk to Lewis in West Hartford. Hi, Lewis.
Hi, Todd. So what I wanted to point out was the whole exceptions to the rule thing.
Mm-hmm.
The religious people will say, oh, well, God made male and female, but that's not always the case. There are rare actual exceptions. Like there's something called complete insensitivity to androgen syndrome, where you actually develop as a girl, except you have testicles at the end of your fallopian tubes. You're XY, but your cells are not.
But what's the significance of that?
The significance of this is that's an actual exception. Is that male? Is that female? I don't know. But in this case, the body develops normally. There's something wrong with the mind.
Aren't they equivalent situations, which is they are abnormalities?
Right.
And you wouldn't ask the entire society to convert the way it has for millions of years perceived reality in order to adjust the language so somebody with an abnormality would not feel left out.
Exactly. It's not normal, and it's not even it's a delusion. It's a false perception of yourself. So body dysmorphia, I understand dysphoria and dysmorphia are different terms, but body dysmorphia, this is a lot more similar to body dysmorphia, where you have an incorrect perception of yourself. Like, oh, my cheekbones are too small. I need surgery. No, you don't. Oh, mm-hmm. I have bulimia or I have anorexia.
Right.
Identify
right.
as fat. You're not fat. It's the same thing.
And therefore.
It's a different effect in a different dimension. Yeah.
And therefore.
Therefore, why
would we adjust the way? Yeah, why?
Well,
you know, there's nothing wrong with accommodating the fact that somebody is different. If you happen to run into it, which you might every few years, you might run into one of these people who has this situation. Does that require us to rearrange the way we use the English language?
But let's say I'm obsessed about my receding hairline or something, and I think it's a lot worse than it actually is. People shouldn't agree with me, pretend to agree with me, or go along with it.
Yes. So you wouldn't call the bulimic, you wouldn't tell the bulimic girl that she is fat because she perceives herself.
Correct. And I wouldn't tell somebody who's not a man that they're a man. I'm not going to go out of my way. If I see a transgender person, I'm not going to be like, hey, you're a man. Hey, you're actually a woman. I'm not going to go out of my way to do that. But if we have a conversation and they ask, I'm going to tell the truth, or at least I'd like to think I will. The truth is that a man is an adult male human, and a male is generally something that's designed to produce male gametes, which are sperm.
All right, we made the point, Lewis. I got to hold you there. It's time for news. We'll talk more about this, though, after news.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time. Baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.
WTIC.
Why wait? Come on. Oh, come on. Why wait? You can rant right now at 860-751-4698 on the Todd Feinberg Show.
860-522-9842. So a little diversity of opinion in the Democratic ranks at the state legislature, where Robin Porter, a liberal Democrat, represents New Haven, state rep, objects to the idea that she, as a woman and a mother, should not be called a mother, because some people who are surgically altered so that they can disguise their woman's body as a man, which is their prerogative, I don't object. I just object, as she does, to the idea that we should all adjust our language to accommodate and pretend that she is actually a woman as opposed to posing as a woman, and that women should give up their identities as women and mothers because of that. And listen to how Robin Porter describes it. This is brief, and then we can take more calls. 860-522-9842. And then I've got rants to play, too. So we'll get to those. But just listen to this one cut. This is short and poignant.
If I don't have a problem with a woman with a womb that identifies as a man who wants to get pregnant and have a baby, then why should anyone have a problem with me taking a stand for the women with wombs who identify as women and want to be called women and want to be called mothers? What's wrong with that?
What is wrong with that, you leftist radicals? Of which normally I think Robin Porter is one, but here she's being logical. And on a piece of legislation where this was tangential, this was just language they were using inside legislation that was about something else. And they were complaining that they were spending more time about this language than they were on the specifics of the legislation, and for good reason. How can anyone argue with the logic of Robin Porter there, please? 860-522-9842. Everett, hello there.
Hello, thank you for taking my call. Yeah, I mean, this is talking about, what do they call it, diversity, inclusion, and equity, right? D-I-E?
Yes. D-E-I.
That's the way I look at it. No, I look at it D-I-E.
Okay, D-I-E sounds good.
Die. Yeah,
okay.
That's what
yes,
it is.
I get you.
What they're doing is good. They're going to kill you with this diversity, inclusion, and equity thing. Mm. Because look, here's a woman that's far left, and they're going so far, they're pushing her buttons.
She's far left, and she's black. So this whole diversity, equity, and inclusion thing started out because of civil rights.
Well, and again, aren't they science deniers?
Yes.
Isn't that what they call? Yeah. They would be science deniers.
Biology deniers.
Yeah, so I mean, again, how do I know what somebody else thinks about reality? Because that's what they're actually asking. They're asking the average everyday person to be like a telepath, a mind reader or something, to know what other people think of themselves without even asking. How do I know what you identify as? Only take the visual clues that I have.
What's remarkable is the degree to which our culture and our society goes along with this garbage. I mean, this is utter nonsense, this stuff, along with the pronoun thing. Why does our society go along with it? Why does our culture go along with it? There's something very amiss with our society.
If you argue with anybody, that's hate speech. You're not expressing your own opinion. It's hate speech. So they have everybody programmed that if I don't agree with everybody, for some reason, you must be a hating person.
Mm. But all it takes is people standing up and speaking with a tiny bit of courage, like Robin Porter is doing here. She's standing up to her own party and saying, hey, you are requiring that we deny our identity. As the majority, we have to deny our identity, the vast majority. For this rare exception of a guy who gets surgically altered on the outside to appear to be a man, so that, and he also wants to celebrate his female biology, which is the reality, because the reality is he can have a baby. Therefore, he's not a he's a woman, and this is what they want to deny. They want to be able to use the language of a woman for somebody who's not a woman.
Well, what if somebody goes, say there's a trans woman or a trans man that goes through the thing, and they're actually, so a trans woman, somebody actually refers to, how do they know whether they're to refer to her as a woman or not? You know, I mean, there's just too much confusion.
Yes.
Are they going to be upset that you identified him as a man or...
Well, they will. That, yeah, sure.
As a woman,
they'll say you're misgendering them.
Well, you misidentified me because I'm not a real man, I'm a trans man. Or I'm not a real woman, I'm a trans woman. So, I mean, again, they can keep playing these freaking word games forever.
Yes. I share your frustration, Everett. Thank you for that. Let's go to George in Canton. Hello, George.
Well, greetings, Todd.
Are you driving over to that watering hole?
You know what? It's 17 minutes of four. Yes, I'll be there very shortly.
Well, congratulations.
I love that we continue to meet like this. now, a couple of things that I just want. Doesn't the left refer to the planet as Mother Earth? I mean, what are they going to do? Call it a dirty, muddy sphere hanging in the universe?
Mm.
I mean, and things like, oh, I don't know, Mother of Pearl, have jewelry, the Mother of Pearl, what are they going to call that? And the notion these people, and as you say, catering to the lowest common denominator, the minor fraction of people, human bipeds that are off their loon, why should the rest of us have to deal with that?
Yes.
This is what makes me love adult beverage, as I do.
because you get to hide from all this nonsense? Is that what you're saying?
Well, no, they're not. I do not abuse it by any stretch of the imagination, but I do have a great appreciation for it. now the left, they're loons, if we don't stop this downhill slide, the bottom, we're getting closer by the minute.
And I think they're taking us there on purpose, George, which is
well, for some reason they are. I don't know why they think they're exempt from the you know what they say, it's not the fall that kills you, it's that sudden stop.
Mm.
And we're there, and they've accused the right of wanting dirty air and dirty water as though somehow conservatives have special air to breathe and water to drink. And they seem not to understand that what they're doing is going to annihilate them. They're just like a cancer. A cancer hasn't got a brain. It just consumes the host. And then the host dies and the cancer disappears. Well, the cancer didn't even know if it was here or not.
Mm-hmm.
At least the liberals know they're here and they don't even care.
They can't see what they're doing. I assume they get caught up in the ideology and the arguments and fall for it.
I don't know what the payoff is for them. There's not even, they don't believe in a hereafter, so there isn't even a big promise of better things in the next dimension.
Giving up less.
It's crazy. Well, anyway, Todd, it's always a pleasure for you to hear from me.
It is, and enjoy your adult beverage.
I'll toast you on my first one.
Thank you for that. I appreciate it, George. 860-522-9842.
If I don't have a problem with a woman with a womb that identifies as a man who wants to get pregnant and have a baby, then why should anyone have a problem with me taking a stand for the women with wombs who identify as women and want to be called women?
Good question. Got an answer? 860-522-9842, Mike in Plainville. Hi, Mike.
Really, we're spending way too much time on this. We got a list a mile long of problems in the state, and you're playing this. And you're talking about this discussion with this woman from New Haven. I mean, what gives? I mean, people have changed their names. They changed their sexes. These people are nuts. They're sociopaths talking about this stuff. I don't know what people are thinking about anymore. I swear to God, there's an alien virus.
This is why I think it's worth focusing on, because it's not often that one of them is so upset by the irrationality of what they are expected to give into, that she's willing to stand up and tell them that their most important principles are fake and irrational. So that's a moment of relief for all of us. George could actually go without his drink this afternoon if he wanted to.
I like George. George's a great caller.
Yes, and a great man. Don't forget that, Mike.
You know what? these people that come up with these insidious ideas, that this is our own legislature. Okay, can't we find someone better or fix the system?
Well, we could if we paid enough attention, Mike, and that's why, again, why this is important. Thank you for the call, sir. Because this is what they do. This is just a mention of a word inside of a piece of legislation that isn't really about the word. It's not about, this is not transgender legislation. This is not mothering legislation. They're just trying to say the word expectant mothers, the phrase, the concept, and they're calling it pregnant people. And that causes a little controversy because why are you calling it pregnant people? Well, it's because you're not allowed to say mother. Well, why are you not allowed to say mother? That's a logical question to ask, and Robin Porter is asking it. But in the meantime, they are filling the books with laws that have been altered in order to deny reality. And the further we go down the path of denying reality, the more trouble we're in as a culture, I think. 860-522-9842. We've got rants to play, phone calls to take, and more fun conversation coming your way on WTIC.
Never miss a moment. Go listen to the Todd Feinberg podcast on the Odyssey app.
Oh, yeah, my turn again, and your turn as well. You just have to dial 860-522-9842, and why not? It's as simple as that, and you can be on the air. We've got rants to play, and we will do that. We've got another hour and plus some minutes, and then we'll get to order up our 5 o'clock hour on Fridays where we talk food. And we've got some fun questions today, formed by committee. And we will be throwing those at you during the 5 o'clock hour. Till then, we've got rants. We've got whatever we want to talk about. And this fight that we're having yesterday up at the state capitol over the language of, well, taking the word mother out of legislation. And a mother who happens to be a state representative from New Haven objected to the denial of her identity. In the world of diversity, equity, and inclusion, she wonders why she, as a black woman, is excluded from her womanhood and her motherhood identity in order to accommodate others. It's a good question. 860-522-9842. Kim in Cromwell. Hi, Kim.
As part of my geology curriculum, I took a course in physical anthropology because it gets into fossils and things like that. And what most people don't know on this, and you learn it in the anthro, is you're born with the parts that you are born with, okay? And they only fall into two categories. There is a category where you have a mutation, okay, and you're somehow defective. But what we have seen in our society is the takeover of society by the administrative state of bureaucrats that regularly socially engineer the public as to constructs of gender and race in whatever box you can come in. So all this nonsense of people who want to be something else just by waking up one day is all nonsense constructed by the politicians who are looking for votes. You really, whatever genitalia you're born with, that's what you are. And there's only two boxes there. It's not a matter of, well, this politician recommended it or this teacher recommended that I do this, that. It's all garbage. Anybody who is having a problem with that has body dysmorphia. And I just don't know why people allow the politicians to get away with this. Is what Ms. Porter is saying, is what she's hinting on, is we have seen the entire destruction of Title IX with these recent social movements.
Yeah, but I'm more intrigued by your first point, because you're right that politicians get to focus on this all the time, so they and they get fed this language, and it's complex language, sophisticated arguments, and they get tricked by the arguments, and they also get overwhelmed by the volume of people who are pushing them. But if somebody gets a genetically engineered pig heart put into their bodies, and would we start calling them pigs?
There you go. There you go.
And they would say no, because they're not identifying as pigs. Well, why are we putting more? Why are we putting more weight on their perceptions rather than the reality? Why wouldn't we have the language follow the reality? Let's start calling them pigs. Well, we don't have to call them pigs. It's not that important because they're just an exception. You don't fixate on the exception. You use the language of the norm.
Yeah.
Thank you, Kim. Anything else you wanted to say?
Well, all these, you know, social misfits, so to speak, that have cropped up. One of the things they do is they go to some lawmaker's website and on the site invite so-and-so to have a meeting with you because they want validation and they want special privileges. They don't want equal privileges. They want special rights. And, of course, the politicians just eat it up because they count votes.
Yes. That's the game. But there's a bigger game, too, I think, of breaking norms so that the abnormal can become normal and everyone's confused about what to fight for and they lose their footing and they lose their stature in order to debate. And then they can throw that language of inclusivity and stuff in there, that you're a bad person if you won't be inclusive. Kim, thank you for the call. 860-522-9842. Robin Porter, the representative from New Haven, who spoke so wisely and eloquently yesterday on behalf of the rational rather than the thing that Democrats normally believe in. It was an unusual thing for a Democrat to do. Okay, we're gonna play some rants coming up and take phone calls and mess around with this topic and other topics. And right now we're going to Mark Christopher, who last time I looked does not have a pig heart, but he's got a big heart in the BPS Lawyers Traffic Center, Mark.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.